IT officials raising the big red stop sign at the Department of Veterans Affairs today for a very big program. VA's Chief Information Officer, Roger Baker, today announced plans to stop work on large chunks of the Flight Financial Management Modernization Project. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been watching the story all day. He joins us with the latest. Max, this is a big program.
Yeah, $400 million, Chris. All started back in the year 2008. It was an attempt by the VA to get a handle on problems that have been endemic with at the Department of Veterans Affairs, mostly because, like a lot of federal agencies, they had an outdated legacy financial management system that was based in large part in programs that you can't get parts or support for anymore, that were running on mainframes and things.
And this is something that the Office of Management and Budget had announced that they were going to do. They said, okay, mm-hmm. we're going to stop these big bang approach,
right.
and we want people to roll it out in chunks. Is that what VA is saying they're going to do?
Yeah, in effect, that's what they're doing, even though we should take great pains to say here that this was not a result of the OMB 1026 memo review that was supposed to start happening this week. But it is sort of an outgrowth of that prevailing trend in federal IT right now that started with OMB. They're gonna start emphasizing smaller chunk programs and smaller module programs that can be launched a lot faster.
And VA has been on the cutting edge. I mean, they were the first ones to undergo mm-hmm. a lot of the IT management reforms
right.
that we've seen out there. They put 40-something IT programs on mm-hmm. hold back when Roger Baker first took over. So
that's right. And Roger Baker, for the most part, Chris, is he's one of the early adopters, shall we say, yeah. of this new philosophy from OMB when it comes to the federal IT. They're going to be discontinuing 2 out of 3 parts of the flight system, the IFAS, or the Integrated Financial Accounting System, and also the data warehouse, which obviously is the system where they're going to do storage, I guess, mass storage of data. The Strategic Asset Management System is going to continue because the thinking at the VA is that they're going to be able to tweak this system and use what they've done so far to manage the VA's assets and their inventory.
And this has been a program that has seen, it's had a rocky road, right?
Mm-hmm. It certainly has. It's been on the GAO's high risk list for many, many years now. We just pulled up, as a matter of fact, you know my penchant for props here on radio. This right here is the GAO's report from 2009, November of 2009, saying that this program still had only 5 of 13 material weaknesses addressed by the Veterans Affairs Department's staff as of last November. And this has been a problem that's been going on. They've been writing reports about this program for years. I mean, literally going back to 2005. So also one other thing we should mention that we did find out that 39 employees who are working on the VA's flight system program and the IFAS portion are going to be reassigned. They're going to have the same pay and grade levels, but they're going to be reassigned to other projects within the VA.